Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Save the First Amendment. It's time for Trump to take action. We're not going to sit back and hope the bureaucrats get the president to take action. We're going to take it into our own hands. It's good to take action, doesn't it? I'm going to be at CPAC next week saying, hey, the First Amendment. Getting Julian Assange out of jail. Pardoning Roger Stone, whose sentencing is tomorrow. Owen Schroyer and crew are going to be there. They're getting on a fancy jet aeroplane and flying out to the swamp. All right, you know, I've talked about for years doing a show that's not just callers calling in, but callers that really have interesting things to say. They all have interesting things to say, but really interesting things to say. The creme de la creme to do a podcast with them. And I've just been busy trying to get a big enough crew that'll put up with me so we can do other shows and do specialty shows like that. We've done a few of those live shows with the callers as guests. But the next few segments, I've got some of those folks who were really interesting yesterday and got cut down to like a minute or so. I've got two of these fellers. I reckon I'm going to have them on tomorrow. Seems like that feller got something to say that we need to hear a little bit more of. So I reckon I'll have me some taters and mustard. You ought not have done that to that boy, Bloomberg. Some call it a sling blade. I call it a Kaiser blade. So we're going to be talking to them. Coming up here in just a moment. And then there's so much news. I'll just be honest with you. I look at this stuff, and then it's just so up at the top. It almost seems abusive to report this stuff on air. I mean, to adults. I say the stuff they're teaching 4- and 5-year-olds in school, word for word, and stations call up and complain. And we go, what are we supposed to do? We understand that this should not be broadcast. It shouldn't be taught to 5-year-olds. And it doesn't have the effect if you don't say it. But guess what? Stations don't call and complain anymore. They understand it because they see it everywhere, too. It'll be putting a good light pedophilia on the national news. But then if we say it's bad and play a clip of what was said on the news, we're bad. Because we're on a lot of Christian stations and conservative stations. And I get it. I don't want to look at this stuff. I prayed about it, and what's allowed all this to happen is not exposing it and then letting the establishment always bring stuff out the way they want to and put it in their light and just be doing stuff so nasty, so over the top, so evil that we just go, whoa. It's not like it's so horrible. We're ashamed to cover it. It's just like you're hit with something this bad, this evil, this over the top, and you're just like, I get it. Because my mind every day is like, just don't do it to me again. Just don't make me look at it. Don't make me, don't, no, no, I have to look at Bloomberg and Hillary. No, I have to hear, and then hear the lies and see all the psyops that are running and know what they're behind. I mean, I meant to start the show with this today. There's a lot of self-loathing that happens because Bloomberg is so bad that if I strung together a bunch of the things he said and done in a professional report and just presented it as a newscaster, it would hurt him really bad. And then there's just too much evil coming in, though. It's like having a tennis ball machine where you're supposed to, you know, be hitting one tennis ball every 10 seconds. It's a tennis ball every half a second. It's like tennis balls, tennis balls, tennis balls, tennis balls. But Bloomberg is fabulously evil, fabulously horrible, and his money is everywhere, and I knew he was buying mayors and governors. Did you know he pays the salary hundreds of cities of prosecutors. Democrats have passed laws where Bloomberg pays the prosecutors in your towns.
There's roughly only 260 days left until the 2020 election, and already you've seen all sorts of crazy things happen. The globalists are trying to plunge the economy. They're trying to start wars. They're trying to overthrow the president. They're trying to silence free speech. They're trying to trigger riots in the streets, but everything they do is blowing up in their face. We the people have to pray, stay focused, be involved, keep spreading the word, keep countering their lies, and we have to be prepared in case things go south. That's why it's so critical to go to InfoWarsStore.com and stock up on high-quality preparedness items, from storable foods to high-quality water filtration and air filtration to the very best supplements and silver products you're going to find. They're all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase there not only ensures high-quality products for you and your family at great prices, but it funds the InfoWar in this critical time. A total, complete, absolute 360 win. Every point of the compass is covered. The only way we can be defeated is if you don't take action. Get high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Segments. We have a lot of guests coming up today. Adam Harry Cassidy is our guest, and Braden Morrison. And I've said I'm going to do a whole show that's just callers, where we then get in contact with them and have them on as guests via Skype. And so, even if I don't start the show soon, every week at least, I'm going to start doing it for a few segments every week with callers. So Adam Cassidy is the grandson of Harry Cassidy. We looked all this up. He was a key founding socialism as a political force in Canada. And he has towerofbabel.ca. And immediately, as I heard him talking, I knew he knew what he was talking about. I said, well, you ought to have you on as a quick guest, maybe more after that. And then Braden Morrison is an InfoWars listener, caller, and college student in Washington State. He was just talking about how crazy they are with the Caitlin Bennett being attacked and driven off of major university and the media praising it by a rioting mob. And he's been politically active since he was old enough to watch Dora the Explorer and all that brainwashing. The only thing he likes more than 90s hip hop is justice and freedom of the American people. So I appreciate you both joining us to spend some more time. Mr. Cassidy, just in a nutshell, he only had a few minutes yesterday. You were just getting into why the communists created Tower of Babel, what their plan is. It's just like Viktor Orban just came out and said. He said, Democrats are communists with degrees. So quantify your knowledge from being part of one of the leading, because I looked it up and who you are and confirmed it, one of the leading communist families in Canada.
Well, I see this as a psychosis, and they want to teach it to children. And the psychosis is, it's almost the reversal of the polarity of life, where your DNA forms your consciousness. And I've had complex arguments with people where they say that their consciousness is just a happenstance product of your physical organism's need for a central processing unit. But this is a psychotic impression of your own existence. It's a third party impression of your own existence, as if it's happening to you. So of course it's not true. So, but it's your understanding of life. So you manifest this psychosis into that, when you try to make a decision, for example, you send it to the decision-making part of your brain. And, of course, no decision is made. You have to make it yourself. So you present it back from that part of your brain with a list of decisions that are available to you. And usually that list has one decision on it. So, I was forced out of the home when I was 15 by this stuff because I was vehemently opposed to it, and I started to reject the Stalinist slogans and especially the violence in my house. But my little brother never made it out, and he went insane. So that is the psychosis, as far as I can explain it, is...
And by the way, all the big studies show communists and leftists are extremely mentally ill. They could be Hispanic, white, black, Asian. The numbers of criminality and psychosis is 7 to 9 times of the studies higher.
Well, if you want to produce criminals and mental patients, take a look at my family. But I think we're headed for a massive mental health crisis as this psychosis reaches its ultimate apex, because these people are starting to realize, as they become, 40 and 50 years old, that these ideas are a total failure and their lives are totally empty. And on top of that, there's nobody to take care of them when they're older.
But Bloomberg, the manifestation of soullessness, telling employees, kill your baby, you'll make more money. Farmers are the worst people. I mean, he acts like some invading alien would act that wanted to sabotage us.
I can't explain to you how insane these people are. It's a total psychosis. It's like a demonic possession. My babies have been aborted in the facilities that my family legalized and fully funded, resulting in the death of their grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And, I hate to admit it, but there's fully 8 of them in my past.
Well, we've all done things we shouldn't. What matters is the heart. Quantify.
Well, it wasn't me doing it necessarily. I had no choice in the matter. Sometimes I didn't even know it had happened.
No, I understand. It's just unbelievable. But you're right. They're coming into a crisis right now, as the minions aren't getting all the utopia they were told. Instead, they're getting loneliness and death.
Well, let me be clear. I was deeply inside this psychosis until I was 40 years old, and for sure completely controlled by it until I was about 20 or 25.
How did you break free? Just like you said, the innate spirit is actually directing us and going with that and not the outside stimuli?
I honestly was just resisting the violent abuse I faced every single day in my home when I got home. And my brother dropped out of school and was super violent. In fact, he was actually, I think, in retrospect, terrorizing my parents as well by this point. And I was just trying to kind of make it another day. I thought that for sure that they were going to incarcerate me in a mental facility. So I just split and hit the streets. And I didn't think I was going to make it for a long time. So when I
came, that's the thing about the left, though. They love to destroy their children. Even leftist women brag how they brainwash and brain damage their sons, particularly. And now I'm sure you've seen on national news, they say, I killed my baby girl. I loved it. I took her life. I have power.
Well, it's crazy. I still can't get a clear answer how I lost my eye as an infant in the home. And now my younger brother has blinded himself in psychiatric care in the midst of a complaint about his treatment from me being dismissed.
It was literally a spirit of trying to blind you. That's how I would describe the enemy, is a blinding force. So I want to go to the other guest caller who's now here via Skype, but that'll be next segment. I'll probably hold you guys over because this is a bunch of other guests joining us. But get it. I mean, I looked into who you said you were, checked it, your family. I mean, your family, going back as grandparents, leading socialist and communist. We could do a whole show about them. Just spend a few minutes talking about them.
Well, I grew up listening to, so we had a big house. You'd have to see the layout of the house. We had a big second floor with a banister, and I could come out of my bedroom and listen in. It was a natural amphitheater when they had dinner parties. So they would put us to bed at like 6 o'clock when I was 9 years old. I didn't know why. We didn't have a TV in the house or anything. And this is downtown Ottawa. We lived basically in a slum. A guy named Marcel Trudeau owned a lot of property down there, was known as a slumlord, and they were fighting him, and he was always trying to get our house. But anyway, they'd have dinner parties, and all the NDP alumni, like people like Marion Dewar, who ended up the mayor, and her son Paul Dewar ended up being an MP in Ottawa Centre.
Sure, what would you hear coming out of their mouths?
Evelyn Gigantis. Well, they would openly talk. I mean, it's all in code at first, but then you hear it cracks, and they'd openly mock their whole method of. Whenever they had nothing to say, they'd say, the people, in their speeches, and they would characterize their own speeches and their own work as just being a bunch of nonsense. And then they would express, their sympathies for the communist system, and that it just had to be done right, and had a very condescending attitude. All religion is mental illness to them, is delusion.
Because they're the state, they need to be worshipped.
Right. And so, but everything, all policies are fake, you understand? It's a Fabian system, and the Fabian system was...
That's the bottom line, they were bragging how what they were teaching the masses was all a big joke.
Yes. And their whole method, I mean, they are openly, when they got together, I mean, I was also around my father all the time. He was a blatant communist, ended up leading the NDP. You know, the first thing he did was kick out the Waffle Ring wing, who were stating their socialist, their more heavily socialist communist principles. Well, he kicked them out because the famous philosophy used to be, we're not going to tell you where you're going for your own good. Well, now you're not going to tell you when you've arrived. So they're going to gut any system, and I think this is what Trump is dismantling right now with the regulations. They're going to gut any system and construct their communism inside it and keep the what's left as a facade. Now, the whole purpose of the third party was to dilute all elections so that a minority is making the decision to slowly acclimate people to...
Well, brother, you know, stay there, Mr. Cassidy. We're going to come right back to Mr. Morrison as well. This is powerful.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, Jacob Engels is a reporter. He's joining us next segment. He's friends with Roger Stone. He's been deplatformed everywhere just for covering Roger Stone. He's had a newspaper and written for major publications for many years. And he's been banned off PayPal. He's joining us next segment because this isn't just about censorship. It's about the total shutdown of society if you don't submit to the way they want you to behave. So Brandon Morrison isn't in Canada. He is a college student in Washington State. Instagram, it's radio and Snapchat. We'll put that up on screen for you so you can visit his contacts if you want. But you're hearing what it's like to grow up inside one of the famous communist socialist families in Canada. But you were calling in yesterday just resonating with what Caitlin Bennett was going through at Ohio University with a crowd of 400 people just driving her off the campus because she was a Trump supporter trying to attack her and the press praising the whole thing. So how does this tie together for you?
So it really is a crazy situation because you feel as though you're really behind enemy lines in this sort of situation. At least at my school, every first-year student is required to take this class called College 101. And now you would think that like the main purpose of this class is actually supposed to teach you how to be successful. That was maybe 1 week out of the 10 weeks that were in that class. The rest of it was, it was really trying to brainwash us and make us, you know, feel as though we're guilty about being white or being men, because they put us through the scenario where everybody in the class had to sit down and watch a news video called The Privilege Walk. That's just one example of many examples I can come up with. But this issue actually goes deeper than just college. There's examples I could pull from high school and even my brother's middle school.
Oh, yeah. Any education system has been taken over by the communists and the globalists, and it's all about you're bad because you're white. You're bad because you're American. You're bad because you're a veteran. You're bad because your dad or mother's a police officer. This is the most beyond racism. It's beyond classism. It's communism saying you're a bad person. You need to apologize for who you are and then learn to be a victim. And again, Brandon Morrison's Skype has been breaking up a bit. I want to go back to Adam Harry Cassidy here, who grew up in a communist, famous communist home. Again, his dad headed up one of the main parties there, communist parties. You're hearing what he's talking about, how they take over organizations, they hollow out groups, and then you think it's the local school district, but it's not. It's really the communist party.
So,
It's like if you got into any into the educational institutions and spread any philosophy, when those people came out into the world, it didn't really matter what system they occupied, that philosophy would become an effective international conspiracy. So it's like a cult without a name or a charter or a head or a leader or a meeting. It's probably why McCarthy could never really find it, you know.
It's a spiritual psychosis. I mean, how because they always say they're atheists, but when you scratch the surface, they're all into the witchcraft, they're into the occult. They admit that the occult's exploding under the left. Satanism is there. I mean, did you ever run into that?
Well, not so much, but, you know, I mean, look, Einstein said it himself, as heat is to cold, you know, an absence of God is the presence of Satan. So,
exactly.
When you're inside this psychosis, it's like this. You believe that your not only your physical body is growing itself, but so is your that your hormones. We were expressly told that our hormones were going to start to kick in when we were about 12 years old, and that these were going to physically turn us into adults. And that was a hard belief system, and that was one of the things that I was fleeing, was because I literally, at the age of 14, wasn't growing physically and certainly was not developing emotionally in that environment at all.
You can take people who have good genes to be big and strong, put them in a communist system, and spiritually they shrivel. They don't thrive. That's something I picked up on as well. That's been written about. We've got Brandon Morrison's Skype working again. Brandon, getting back to what you're talking about, how the exact same thing Mr. Cassidy's saying is they seize all these institutions.
Yeah. And, you know, it's almost after what Mr. Cassidy was saying there about, like, not really developing, that almost seems to be a way that they're able to grab control, not necessarily through physical development, but stunting the growth of your mind.
Well, look at your Skype cut out again, so I'll interject, but yes, I'm going to hold you guys over. Look at how there's arrested development in the left, and there's even big articles and studies that the left, a 25-year-old's like a 12-year-old, and then now they want to put little boys on hormones or cut their testicles off. So it is all about not just stunting them, but stealing the birthright, stealing the potential, stealing the destiny.
They're manifesting really quick. These.
Yeah, let's go back to Brandon real quick. We'll go back to Adam. Go ahead, Brandon.
Yeah, so really quick, I want to talk about something that was happening at my brother's middle school. And if this is because of Common Core or if it was because of just like the individual school itself. But there's this program called Checkology that he had to do. And what this is supposed to teach kids about fake news and fact-checking.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the big contributors to this...
No, that's nationwide. Bill Maloney raised fund on that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But Bloomberg is also a part of this as well. And also, I decided to go through and check who else was contributing to this. Media Matters was in there. And just about every single other leftist institution that you can think of. So these are the people that we are letting into our schools, and it's like we're treating it as if it's just another daily thing. So my question
is, stop right there, because parents can review a textbook, but now that it's all digital, that's how they're bringing on the pedophilia, the sexualization. But exactly that Checkology with Bloomberg, Bill and Melinda Gates, and as you said, Media Matters, I've seen that literally demonizing America, President Trump, InfoWars to little kids at middle school. So when we come back, let's talk about that with Braden Morrison and Adam Harry Cassidy. And we also have a journalist joining us who has been persecuted for what he's doing. And, of course, he's good friends with Roger Stone. Basically, Roger's confidant. Roger said this is the journalist to talk to when I'm silenced. So we're going to be talking to Jacob Ingalls of CentralFloridaPost.com. Only place you can find him is CentralFloridaPost.com. He's banned everywhere, including on PayPal. He's being punished for standing with America. We'll be right back on the other side. I'm Alex Jones, your host, NewsWars.com. Band.video, InfoWars.com. You put a /show on the end of that, and it takes you to the verboten feeds, our own audio feeds, our own video feeds, our own satellite feeds, our own radio and TV stations to pick us up. If you, however you're listening, spread the word. It's beyond critical.
All right, folks, here's the bad news. We've already sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle with the patented nanotech silver that's documented to knock out viruses and bacteria unlike anything else. But we do still have in the 3-ounce and the 1-ounce for limited time. The good news is we have the Super Blue toothpaste and the Super Silver toothpaste, both that have the nano silver in them as well. The Super Blue has tea tree that's also antiviral and antibacterial and high-quality iodine. And then, of course, the whitening has the nano silver, but on top of that, it has the above sea coral calcium that remineralizes the teeth. And so it's just the best toothpaste you're going to find, period. It has the nano silver, and we still have supplies of it, though it'll sell out at current rates in about 2 weeks. But despite that, I'm keeping it at sale at 50% off so everybody can protect themselves with this high-quality product. If you've never used it before, get yours today. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
I'm your host, Alex Jones. You don't need me to tell you that to know it's serious. And you want to be sitting on top of your storable food. You want to be sitting on top of your firearms, your ammunition. You want to be sitting on top right next to neighbors and friends and family you can trust. That's the best asset in a crazy time. We know the globalists are throwing a lot of curveballs out there, so now's the time to be prepared. And I can tell you, our big food supplier is one of the only major food suppliers out there that still has food, and they've got the best high-quality food for the best price you're going to find. That's why they've been our sponsor for almost 11 years. They're only 12 years old. But they were part of a larger group that wanted to do even better. They broke off to their own group, became a sponsor. I wanted people that got high-quality food to people at great prices. I wanted to have a relationship. I didn't want five or six food sponsors. I wanted to have the best, just like we do with the water filtration, air filtration, all of it. And we do. I've been talking to them, and they're like, it's still 10 to 14 days. We have the food for another 3-4 weeks out. We're buying more, but we're going 24 hours a day to ship it. This virus looks really bad, and I guess go ahead and just tell people that in a few weeks, it might go out to 20 days you got to wait. But if you get your order in now, you won't have to. And obviously, I'm giving us a rest from the virus. It's even more insane breaking news today. It's just completely out of control. I'll hit some of that next hour. Paul Watson's doing the fourth hour. But InfoWarsStore.com, you go there. My Patriots have partnered up with us for many years. They're in our server, and they take the orders out, and they go right to the front of the line. As your order comes in, you get delivered the food. We're also selling out of the nano silver patented 3.4-ounce and 1-ounce bottles. We sold out of the 16-ounce. That's at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Refusion's back in stock. It's amazing. Show is Ultra 12. It's the best B12 you're going to find out there sublingually. They're both 40% off, 50% off when you get them together at InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, the nano patented silver is also in the Super Silver tooth whitening toothpaste and Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste as well with the tea tree oil and iodine. So be sure and check out both of those, the Super Blue and the Super Silver. All right, joining us, and then our other callers will pop back in next segment because I want to have them finish up what they're talking about and get more into how media matters. And Bloomberg, got a whole stack of news, actually. Pulled it up right here. Bloomberg's funding your local education, and he wants your guns, and he's funding prosecutors. Did you know that? Yeah, we'll tell you about that next segment. But I wanted to get Jacob Ingles on because he's a great reporter and a confidant of Roger Stone. And Roger said this is the reporter to talk to. We've been wanting to get him on for the last week. Here he is, CentralFloridaPost.com. Kicked off PayPal now. Not just deplatformed everywhere, but because you just do honest, decent, not even flamboyant reporting like I do. I mean, you're not even a gonzo journalist, dude. You're just like really doing decent reporting for many years. You've now been kicked off PayPal. This is so dangerous.
No, it's absolutely out of control, Alex. And actually, they kicked me off of PayPal a couple of months ago as Hurricane Dorian was making landfall in Florida. So what if that was my only source of accessing money? What if I ran an online store and merchandise or was doing something like that or accepted payments from my clients or business associates through PayPal and a hurricane is hitting? And what if my power went out? What if I didn't have food? What if I need to go get water?
The left are racketeering and out of control.
Absolutely. 110%. And it's not enough to demean us. It's not enough to destroy our reputations. It's not enough to shame us, to assault us, to spit on us, to throw milkshake. They want us broke. They want us dead.
What did you make of Caitlin Bennett 2 days ago at Ohio University, peacefully doing a President's Day interview, and a mob of 400 attacked her, ran her off campus, and newspapers everywhere celebrated it?
It really looked like a cult to me. It looked like a cult. I don't know what's going on that campus. Where were the campus police? Where were the local county or city police? And what the heck is going on with the faculty and the professors at that college? They were participating in it.
Let's talk about Roger. He will not even talk to me in the last few months or last month, and I understand, other than getting messages, Dave, don't talk about my case. Well, I'm sorry, Roger. I'm a citizen. I've been attacked by this judge in the hearings. They're trying to extend the gag order where no one in the country can talk about it or Roger is punished. And I've not bowed to Hillary Clinton wanting to have me killed. So I love Roger to death. He's an innocent man. I hope at the sentencing tomorrow, they do the right thing and say, time served or whatever, or Trump's going to have to pardon. He signaled he will. But how's Roger doing? Just in his spirits? How's his health? I mean, we're allowed to, is he alive? I mean, we're allowed to ask certain questions here. I know that this judge is God on earth, but.
Well, Alex, Roger, like you, like so many of the people watching, is a strong, dedicated individual to liberty and freedom. He's had a lot thrown at him, and I have not seen his spirit broken. I have not seen him slow down. I have not seen him have any type of health issue. He's stronger and more motivated than ever to fight for this movement and to fight for this president. But if you remember a couple of months ago when we were reporting on the tainted biased jury pool, you remember that. This judge, come to find out, ordered a sealed order of contempt after we reported on that news and on that juror that was all over Twitter anyways. And if I had gone into the courtroom the next day, she was going to have me jailed for daring to call out jury bias.
That's right. The Washington Post called for my arrest and your arrest, and had former U.S. attorneys calling for our arrest on the front of the Washington Post. That's who these people are. And it turns out we were right about these jurors being Democratic operatives, and it's in the Constitution and Supreme Court rulings that what we did was totally legal.
It was totally within the law. And first of all, it's about holding truth to power. Just because you put on that black robe and think that you have a lifetime appointment, you can be held accountable, and you should be held accountable. You are not God. You are not above any other human. That black robe is meaningless. And with the way that she's treating her courtroom and the way that she's behaving, it really is just kind of bastardizing, and she's bringing shame on the court.
You're going to be covering it in D.C., so is Owen tomorrow. Gut level, what do you think's about to happen?
I think it's very unlikely that this judge is going to admit wrongdoing, that she's going to admit something happened in her courtroom that she allowed that was illegal and improper. She hasn't shown any history or pattern of remorse or even fairness.
So you think she doubles down?
I think she doubles down. I mean, do you really think this Obama-appointed judge is going to sit there and say, oh, I made a mistake? No. No.
No, the judiciary has been nothing but belligerent to Trump, even though they've been overturned unanimously by the Supreme Court.
Yep. And this Obama-appointed judge really needs to consider what she's about to do, because I think it puts her at risk legally with her job, because she made orders in that court. Don't go on social media. Don't post about the case. The jury foreman was on social media posting about the case before the case was over. That in and of itself requires attention. And if that judge doesn't address that, is she really abiding by the laws and rules that she set forth?
No, you're right. They're really, she should declare a mistrial now. Because we've got all the court cases. I've had all these top lawyers calling on, look at this court case. If the juror comments on social media about anything, they're out. Well, she was commenting about Trump and Stone. The foreman was. They're done.
Yeah. No, and this juror, Alex, she's saying, oh, I don't watch C-SPAN. Oh, I don't do this. I don't do that. She said about a dozen things that she didn't do or she didn't know about. And then you go and look on her Twitter and Facebook accounts, and it is just rife with postings and content that she claimed she never knew about or never posted about.
And that's why the judge kept saying, don't out the jurors. It's like, don't out the whistleblower, even though you're supposed to face your accused, because they're all a bunch of flaming liberals.
Yeah, and Media Matters and everyone, they lost their mind when we were just trying to evaluate what was going on in that courtroom with this jury selection process. They called for our arrest. Some of them wanted even worse to happen to us. And then look, we're right again. This was a tainted jury, and it needs to be declared a mistrial, or Trump just needs to pardon him right now and end the kangaroo court.
Well, I appreciate you having the courage to come on. Nobody else does. If you talk to Roger, tell him I said hi. He won't even talk to me other than saying, please don't talk about the case in any way. Well, I mean, how am I not? Because he gets blamed when I talk about it. It's not Roger telling me what to say. I mean, I'm a news person. I'm covering a big famous trial here. Listen, please come back on tomorrow, Jacob. Jacob Ingles, CentralFloridaPost.com. You'll come on tomorrow?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Thank you, sir.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pautiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pautiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pautiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
That quiet place, the Most High, that King David talked about. I need to be given that peace, or I'm going to be just torn apart by the fact that I do care. And I don't say that to virtue signal. I do care. And I care from a very territorial position of people wanting to dominate us and make us slaves so they can control us. Not from some, I'm so good. No, I'm wicked and hateful and destructive, and I will destroy people that are corrupt. But I don't have a will to dominate innocents and children. And that's my problem is I'm not Christ-like. I don't want to turn the other cheek. I want to literally tear the heads off of the people that are attacking us. But I understand why the Bible says we need to be controlled and loving and peaceful, because then you can go in. Not like the psychopaths or sociopaths from a cold-blooded perspective, but from just a controlled perspective. You have the spirit, you have the justice, you have the freedom, you care, but you're able to take control and then execute what you have to do. And I have not gotten to that point yet. I constantly try, because I want to be able to cut myself off from these people while I fight them, because it's sick. I don't want to hate them. That almost gives them, it doesn't almost, it gives them energy.
I want to just see them as a disease or an infestation to be cut out and dealt with, not to get so angry at them and get on their level. And so I'm working on doing that because it's unhealthy to hate these people. I'm powered by love of justice, but then the byproduct is I do hate these people. I hate them a great deal. But I'm more frustrated that they're able to dominate us when they're so obviously evil. But you have to understand, they've been divorced from God from whatever happened when they were children, whatever happened genetically, what happened spiritually, that we need to just somehow transcend the enemy, expose them, resist them, but love justice and love God and make our lives about beauty and communing with God and freedom instead of focusing on the enemy. But you've still got to focus, because just like we were talking to Braden Morrison, who's a student, he was talking about his little brother in middle school. He's a college student, and how they've got this program that's in the news, by the way. We pulled the articles up, what he's talking about, where prosecutors and lawyers and the public defendants and the DAs and the programs in the high schools and middle schools are run by these leftist groups. It's just unbelievable. So Braden Morrison, who's just a caller, but we're more and more going to have callers on as guests. You've been making great points. Your Skype halts every 30 seconds or so, so we're going to work on that before we have you back on. But just get back to your brother and get back to that program and tell folks the name of it again so they can look it up. I'm going to show TV viewers a few of the articles while you're talking.
Okay, so the program's name is Checkology. I don't know exactly how long it's been around, but all I know is that when my brother told me that this is what he was doing in school, I knew that I had to go and check it out for myself, see what it was. Just because, you know, I've always been really into the sort of political landscape. I've always wanted to understand how all this stuff works. But anyways, a question that I asked yesterday when I called in was, how are we able to get passive members of this community to become active members of this community? And this is how we fight back against this sort of thing. I know there's been issues of, you know, various YouTube personalities, social media figures being removed off these platforms. But much like what our last guest that we just had on, Jacob, said when he was removed from PayPal, if that was the only thing that he was on, then he wouldn't be able to fight back. He would just be done. So redundancy is key in the situation.
Absolutely. You got to have a lot of legs to the stool.
Yeah. If you want to be able to take on these people, then you need to make sure that you're not just putting all of your eggs in one basket. If people were just on YouTube or just on Facebook, then they wouldn't stand a chance. But since I know that you had Nick Fuentes on, and actually Owen Troyer had him on a couple of days ago too, his backup, his redundancy is DLive, which is another alternative platform. And so as a way of combating against this sort of situation in my school and in my community, I was actually thinking about starting a YouTube channel. But I also understood that if I wanted to do that, then I would have to make sure that I had backups. So,
well, that's it. Day one, you go on, and then you use their systems to build another separate platform. That's exactly what we did. So let's expand on that. I haven't told this story yet because of a lot of reasons and because lawyers have advised me not to do it for whatever reason. And, you know, I'm getting to the point where things go well when I don't listen to lawyers. Things go bad when I do. But we know who's funding all these lawsuits against InfoWars. Tens of millions of dollars. I mean, you might have heard of him. He's a Democratic presidential candidate. And they're so dumb, they don't know there's Fight Club where we get sent documents and know. And somehow people want to just wait like that's some little magic bargaining chip. Now, I think everybody needs to know that a certain person doesn't just think farmers suck and doesn't just tell his employees to abort their babies, but funds trying to shut down talk show hosts. And then also controls the curriculum in your schools. We just showed the articles backing you up. Bloomberg paying salary of climate prosecutor working pro bono for Maryland's attorney general. And then it goes through all these articles. Michael Bloomberg is paying a climate prosecutor. There's hundreds of them. $125,000. Michael Bloomberg is paying climate. Again, guys, I saw an article this morning about how it's a big national story. He funds a bunch of them. So I got kind of the same article over and over again. It's not just one. He's funding sheriff's races and DA races everywhere. Bloomberg accused of hijacking justice system with donor-funded climate change prosecutors. He's putting in, that's Washington Times, his own police everywhere. So those are some older articles from, you know, May of last year. There were new articles today, so just click news, guys. Or, no big deal, I'll do it. It's okay. I have this weird OCD thing now where I've got to have the latest thing. And I thought I sent him a link this morning, but it was Bloomberg under new scrutiny for funding network of prosecutors nationwide. I'll get it. No big deal. Let me get Adam Harry Cassidy's take on what we were just talking about.
They're nonsense monsters, and any prepackaged identity will do to put out there. So these people, the core of it is their psyche is built in midair. They most people define themselves by what they are as a soul and what they believe in. These people define themselves by what they aren't and what they don't believe in. However, they don't even know what they are, they're not. So they're constantly depositing experiences into this void as if other aspects of themselves, their physiology, their subconscious, their unconscious, their this, their that, are ultimately determining what they are. So they're constantly depositing experience and identity into themselves, waiting for effectively a chemical change in their personality. And they're manifesting this experience of life, which just sort of puts the psychosis on steroids. Did that make sense?
No, you're absolutely right. Everything about the left is, yeah, there it is. Bloomberg does a Soros and buys up law enforcement. Yeah, that's one of them. Print me that. That's new. So it's true. You get around these people and they go, because I've been around Bloomberg, but I've been around billionaires and globals that tried to hire me. I've listed some of the names and I've had witnesses. And they go, listen, don't you want hundreds of millions of dollars to live in the best city and to be at the best restaurants with the elite? And I go, but I don't agree with the policies. They go, but it's money. What? You're going to be with us. It's literally, they sit around and go, I've got $50 billion. It doesn't even mean anything. And they're like, they're robots. It's like they're the scum that would do this, but then they're always funding communism to sabotage us because they don't want competition. It's a very, how do you juxtapose that, Adam Cassidy, with how the elite funds communism, but they're the offshore billionaires?
Okay, I think back up and look at the big picture. You're disseminating psychosis throughout the culture as a whole. The only people who are going to be focused enough in that environment to actually do anything coherent are going to be the psychopaths. Now, political ponerology, I believe the site's called ponerology.net, where they talk about how 6% of the human population is their psychopaths, and they inevitably rise to power. So what
this
is really
key. They're creating a docile, dumbed-down group, and they don't want real capitalism because that creates individuals that might challenge them.
It's Satan. Overall, even from a secular point of view, you can't see it any other way. It's a satanic spirit taking over the civilization, the culture, making everybody crazy, and the only people left who are going to be able to rule anything are the super psychopaths who want to kill everybody.
Which is the knowledge of evil. It's not like Adam was this idiot who didn't know what evil was. I'm going to come back to you. Stay there. Knowledge of evil means it's evil systems. You know how to build evil systems. And that's what knowledge of evil is. And that's and anybody studies these guys, you learn the knowledge of evil. And it just you're like, what the hell are they doing? But you figure out, man, they got a plan.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.